Okay, gentlemen, this meeting is being recorded, so we have to be in good behavior. At least that the Zoom says. Okay, what I'd like to do today is a little technical, a little, I don't want to use the word complicated, but it's more pshat than lumdus. We are not going to do lumdus. What we will try to do is more basic, more pshat type of topics. Just to review what we have. We have a Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. The Mishnah says that if you have a Mecham Shapinahu, so you should not put water in to warm it up, Kedei Sheyechamu, to heat it up, but you can put water there, Kedei Lahafshiran, to only make it warm. Azai states in Mishnah. Then we had a dispute between Rav Ada Bar Masna and Abaye about how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Ada Bar Masna says that mecham shepinahu means that you empty out the hot water heater. It is now empty. And therefore, what the Mishnah is saying is you should not put water into it to heat up the water, because that would be a malacha of bishul. But you can put water into it in order to warm the water. If you put water in order to warm the water, you're going to be mitzareif. The answer, according to other masters, that we follow Reb Shimon, that Dover Shein Miskaven is permitted. And last week we had a couple of lengthy conversations. It was before Yontiv, so it like feels like a different world, no? But we had a couple of conversations about how come it's not a psik resha, how come the Gemara is saying it's only within Rabbi Shimon. This is the conversations from how come it's mutter kwench Rabbi Shimon, shouldn't we say it's psik resha? We had the Ravitz Shita, that our Gemara is going before the invention that Reb Shimon asers psik resha. And then we basically spoke about the shita of suffik psik resha. And we spoke about the shita that's a psik resha on the drabanan. And we spoke about the shita that the din of makib patish, mocha makib patish, is not subject to psik resha. We had four different shitos to answer the psik resha question. This is called summary. So Rav Ada Bar Masna says that the seer, the case in the Mishnah is it's an empty mechum. Abaye asks a linguistic question on Rav Ada Bar Masna. Abaye asks, he says, one second, it should say mecha shepina mimenu mayim, not shepina hu. Then we had a whole conversation with Tysus about what the word pina means, right? Does pina mean that you clean it out? V'anochi pinisi habayis. Does it mean that you clean it out? Or does it mean that you move, that you empty it? Right? We had a conversation about that. Okay. According to Abaye, the pshat in the Mishnah is that I am moving the hot water urn off of the fire. And Abaye says, the Mishnah is going like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shein Miskaven is going to be Osir. Meaning, Abaye says that were it to be that the Mecham is emptied, you are not allowed to put cold water in, because that would be Dover Shein Miskaven. Dover Shein Miskaven is Osir. So what we have so far is a machlokis Abaye and Rav Ada Bar Masna on two counts. How do I learn pshat in the Mishnah? And do I follow Rabbi Yehuda or do I follow Rabbi Shimon? Now, there are some problems here that the big first Tosfos Mecham addressed. Abaye seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda. Frek Taisus Akasha, Abaye is a student of Rabba, no? Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav that Abaye had a first name. His first name was Nachmeni, no? Rabba is Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabba could not call Abaye by his first name because that is Demtata's nomen, no? That is daddy's name. So therefore, he had to call him Abaye. Right? The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav says, Hilchasek Nachman, Hilchasek Nachman, Hilchasek Nachmeni. And Nachmeni is Abaye, no? So, the kids are ma'aseh. Abaye is a student of Rabba. Rabba paskins like Rib Shimon. Rabba paskins like Kol Milsei Demar Ovid Karav, that the Gemara Daf Chaf Beis earlier in the Masechta says that Rabba followed Shmuel in the case of Dover She'ino Miskaven, which is Shmuel paskin like Rib Shimon. So Taisus is bothered by a small point that's kind of big, no? Now, how can Abaye Zetz Ein, how can Abaye say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, when Abaye probably held like his Rebbe? The assumption is that Talmidim probably hold like the Rebbe. And his Rebbe holds like Rabbi Shimon. So how could Abaye say that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? That is the beginning of the Taisvis Mecham. Okay. So far we have a Gemara, Abaye versus Rav Ada Bar Masna. And Rav Ada Bar Masna says that we go like Rav Shimon. Abaye says we go like Rabbi Yehuda. But Taisus says Abaye doesn't really hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye is just zetzing ein the Mishnah. By the way, that's like a Yiddish expression. I don't know. How do you say zetz ein in English? Zetz ein, right? He's zetzing ein the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Abaye does not really hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Hold that point, and I want to come back to it in 5 minutes. The Gemara is Mamshach, and the Gemara has a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that Litzareif is Usser. Shmuel says, Litzareif is mutter. That's the first way of reading the Gemara. The Gemara says that's inconceivable. It can't be that Litzareif is mutter, because if you have kavona Litzareif, not shayach, it should be mutter, no? The whole heter, we said, is based on davar she'ena miskavein. If it's Litzareif, meaning that you have kavana to harden the vessel, so it has to be usser. So the Gemara says, well, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not about whether Litzareif is mutter. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really about whether the shi'ur Litzareif is mutter. If you put enough water in the keli to do tziruf, Rav is going to say that shi'ur Litzareif is usser. Shmuel is going to say that shi'ur Litzareif is mutter. That is the Hemshech HaGemara, a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Question, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. How does the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel jive with the Machlokes Rav Ada Bar Masna and Abaye? How do these machlokasim connect? So, Rashi tells me, and again, I'm speaking about Rashi in the Maskana. One of the complicated things over here is that the beginning of Taisus Lo Shanu seems to say something about Rashi that is not abundantly evident in our Rashis. Nachon?
Right.
The Maharam of Lublin tries to touch up what Taisus saw in Rashi. But no matter what, the Rashi writes in the Dibar HaMaschil Ela Shi'ur LaHafshir, Rashi writes, V'rav mashwalei pinohu kirev ada shepino mimenu chamen. Right? When Rav says that Shi'ur Litzareif is going to be Osir, the case is like Rav Ada Bar Masna said the case, which means that you emptied out the Mechon. You emptied out the Mechon. And if the case is that I emptied out the Mechon, comes along Rav, and Rav says, when we say you're allowed to put the water in, you're only allowed to put the water in to warm up if it's a moderate, medium amount of water. But if it is Shi'ur Litzareif, if I put so much water in that it can be Mitzareif, so then Rav says it's going to be Usur. That is the Gemara as understood by Rashi, meaning that the dispute between Rav and Shmuel is within Rav Ada Bar Masna's version of the Gemara. According to Abaye's version of the Gemara, that the case is Mechum Shepinahu, meaning that I take the hot water urn and I move it off the fire, I move it over here. According to that version of the Gemara, so apparently Tziruf is never going to happen. Because Tziruf will not happen if you have a hot water heater, you have a kumkum that is partially full of water, you can never do tziruf. It is, as we say in Yiddish, unmeglach. It's unreasonable. It ain't going to happen. That is the Gemara as understood by Rashi. And not only is this the Gemara as understood by Rashi, but this is the first Perush in Taisvis. Dibar Masko Laishanu. The Taisvis Yishanim, as Eli pointed out right before the Shiur, before we got onto the Heiliger Zoom, the Taisvis Yishanim has really a condensed version of this bigger Taisvis. But let's just read the bigger Taisvis inside for a moment, because they say actually that one day Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he gave shiur in Yeshiva and Torah for Das, every shiur was like reading, like very precise. He'd read the Rashi, he'd read the Taisus inside. Then like one day Rabbi Yaakov showed up and he gave like a knockout shiur, Machlokes Taisus and Nesivus and seven Nafkaminas. And all the guys are like, Rebbe, what happened today? Like shiur was so exciting. Like how come? So he said, oh, I didn't have a chance to prepare. And which, by the way, is an interesting thing. It's harder to give a focused blot shiur when you do intensive, careful reading than it is to do lumdus. Lumdus comes easy, no? It's really, like, people think that Fakert, but I think the point is not true. By the way, I am not like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Honestly, I am not prepared. But let's try to read it inside. Zataisis lo yishanu ala hafshir mitoch pirusha kuntres mashma demefarish hasugya kain lo yishanu ela bedover she'ein shayich tziruf ela pisher kigon mechum shapinahu. Tosfos understands within Rashi, within Rav, that loshanu ela lahavshir, lahavshir as opposed to letzaref, the difference between them is whether tziruf is shayach. Loshanu ela lahavshir, mitaych pirush akuntras, it sounds like that then we're only talking about something that tziruf is not shayach, kigon pishur, ela pishur, kigon mechum shepinahu. Aval letzaref, pirush davar sheshayach tziruf, kigon mechum shepinu mimenu mayim oser. Tosfos's version of Rashi, we're not changing what we said until now. If the vessel is full of water, tziruf will never happen. But Tosfos is quoting a Rashi that that's precisely what Rav is saying. What Rav is saying is that if it is letzareif, meaning if it is a Rav Ada bar Masna case, that the vessel is emptied out, then Rav would by definition say it's usher. Shmuel says, even letzareif, it is mutter, meaning even in the Rav Adam bar Masna case, Shmuel would say it is mutter. The Gemara has a kasha. It sounds like Shmuel is saying, even by miskaven, aye, how could that be? Rather, the pshat is, ala iyitmar hochi itmar lo shanu depinim menumayim, right? Shari lasas etochot soni, ala shir lahavshir velo letzareif, kigon shemalo milo kulu. Okay, basically, what emerges from the first pshat of Tosfos, which is the pshat of Rashi, is that according to Rav Ada bar Masna, that now the mechum is emptied, sometimes tziruf will happen, sometimes tziruf will not happen. But according to Abaye, tziruf can never happen. That is the pshat in Rashi and Tosfos. How did Tosfos see this in Rashi? So the Maharam points out that if you read the Rashi Diba Hamaskar Shepi Nahu and the Rashi Aval Letzareif together, so what Rashi is saying is Shepi Nahu means that you take the urn off the flame. But if it's letzareif, meaning if it is pina mimenu chamin, then it's going to be usher. The hava amina of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is that according to Rav, in a situation where the mechum is emptied, it is by definition usher. That would mean that there are two points of machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, according to Tosfos's version of Rashi, no? Point one of machlokes is whether kavana letzareif is usher or mutter, which is what the Gemara objects to. Point two of machlokes is, do I assume that categorically, if it is an empty mechum, that is going to automatically be usher. And Shmuel says, lav dafka. Shmuel says, even if the mechum is emptied, ken zayin it's not usher. That is Tosfos version one, which we said is the same as Rashi, although there is that slight detail of difference that we pointed out in the Maharam. Then Tosfos has version two, the version of the Remifarish. And the Tosfos Yeshonim says the same thing. The Tosfos Yeshonim and the Tosfos basically say that we're going even according to Abaye. Right? First Tosfos Yeshonim, first the Tosfos says basically the same as what we had until now. That Rav Ada bar Masna, Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing within Rav Ada bar Masna. Inami, inami pinahu im hamayim ke abaya umay vikishayesh bo shir letzav kegon shememalo kulo mayim tsoinenim. In other words, that the tzir is abaya's tzir, that you take the water, to take the urn with water off the fire, and tzirif is still shayech, because if you fill it up in gansin with cold water, tzirif can happen. So it seems to be that there's just a machlekes and metzius over here, no? That according to version one, tzirif is not shayech when you have a case of mechum shepinahu, when you have a urn that's full of water. According to version one, within a Rav Adab Amasna case, when the mechum is empty, sometimes tzirif is shayech, sometimes it's not shayech, depending on whether it's full of water entirely or not. Version two is disagreeing completely with version one. The re-entices and the Taisis Yeshanim are saying Azai. They are saying that according to Abaye, sometimes tzirif is shayech. According to Rav Ada bar Masna, in version two, tzirif always happens. If you have an empty mechum, even if you put a tiny bit of hot water in, or even if you put hot water, even if you put a tiny bit of cold water in, or even if you put cold water in to like halfway, it's not mole al kogedosov, tzirif not only can happen, it will happen. According to version one, sometimes according to Rav Adar bar Masna, there's tzirif, sometimes there's no tzirif. According to version two, there is always tzirif according to Rav Adar bar Masna. So the two versions in the Taisis are mamish opposite, no? Version one is saying that according to Abayashi, tzirif is not shayach. But according to Rav Adar bar Masna, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Version two is saying that according to Abaye, sometimes yes, sometimes no, but according to Rav Adar bar Masna, always. Right? That's basically the Taisis. Now, why is this relevant? So it's relevant for two reasons. First of all, there was a version in the Gemara that Rav Adar bar Masna is speaking within Rav. No? We have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. There was a girsa in the Gemara. Michael Amar, Amar Rav Adar bar Masna, Amar Rav. There was such a girsa. How do I know there is such a girsa? Because look in Taisvis. The first wide line of the Taisvis. Taisvis writes, V'lo garsinan le'el Amar Rav Adar bar Masna, Amar Rav. You can't have that girsa. There was such a girsa out there. But Tosis says, right? Tosis rejects that girsa because that girsa would be saying that Rav is going according to the Tana Rabbi Shimon, and we know that Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. That's why Tosis rejected it. But it's also rejected because if Rav Adar bar Masna is going according to Rav, so l'cha'ira, Rav cannot possibly be within the ukimta of Abaye. And Tosus later on is going to quote that Rav is within the ukimta of Abaye. So that's one ha'ara. Again, we're just reading Tosus. This is also relevant for the following reason. How do I paskin? Like Rav Adar bar Masna or like Abaye? How do you paskin? So we saw already in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Yud Beis, that the tzir that's given of our Mishnah, the case of Mechum Shepinahu, is a Rav Adar bar Masna case, no? It's an emptied urn. That's what the Shulchan Aruch assumes. But this is not at all pashut, because I read the Rif, and the Rif says that the case is Abaye. Right? The Rif does not even mention Rav Ada Bar Masna, Michael, Omar, Omar Abaye, etc. Now, this creates a problem because Abaye is going within the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And as a matter of halacha, I pass him like the Tana Rabbi Shimon, and I who Dovashen the Miskavin is mutter. Well, says the Rif, even though la halacha we follow Rabbi Shimon, but the ukimt of our Mishnah is Rav, is Abaye. The ukimt of our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sometimes you can have a Mishnah going according to the wrong Tana, no? You have a Mishnah going according to the Tana that we don't paskin like. That is Judaism according to the Rif. Comes along the Baal HaMa'ar. And the Baal HaMa'ar says, this can't be pshat. This can't be pshat because both Rav and Shmuel are going according to Rav Ada Bar Masna. And therefore, Abaye is rejected. And once Abaye is rejected by both Rav and Shmuel, why would the Rif say that the Mishnah is going according to Abaye? That's basically the Baal HaMa'ar's kasha in short. Ellie? Oh! So the yisha for the Rif is that Rav and Shmuel are going according to Abaye. Like the Taisus Yeshanim says, like the Perish of the Ri and Taisus. And that's what the Ramban says. If you read this long Ramban in the Mochamis, the Ramban says in 25 lines, what Taisus Yeshanim says in half a line. Right? That's all that's going on here in the Sugya. Right? The Ramban in the Mochamis basically says, Rav and Shmuel, according to Abaye. The Baal HaMa'ar is following Rashi. Now, there are a few other issues that come up here, like technical pshat issues. When Abaye's Lashon is maskif la Abaye, does maskif mean that we are upschlugging you? Or does maskif mean we have a kasha? Is maskif the equivalent of kasha in shas, or is maskif the equivalent of tiyufta in shas? Assuming that there's a difference in kasha and tiyufta, right? That's two opinions in the Rashbam, Baba Basan and Beis, where the kasha and tiyufta are the same or different. The Baal HaMa'ar basically tries to prove from a Gemara in Yevamos that maskif doesn't mean upschlugged. The Ramban says, Baal HaMa'ar, you misunderstood that Gemara in Yevamos. And maskif means you're upflugged. Right? So what we have over here are pshat issues that come up. And it's relevant, not la halacha. I don't think anything here matters la halacha, because as a matter of halacha, I pass in the Krib Shimon, Davashen, and Miskavin is mutter. And somehow we'll solve the psik reisha issues. That's what we did last week. But in terms of pshat in the Gemara, whether Rav and Shmuel go within Abaye even, or whether Rav and Shmuel are limited to Rav Ada Bar Masna, that is a machlokes Rashi and the second pshat in Taisvis, or Taisvis Yeshanim, and it's a machlokes Ramban and Baal HaMa'ar, which basically is a machlokes. The Ramban always tries to defend the Rif, no? Milchamis Hashem, his job is to defend the Rif. And the Baal HaMa'ar feels that the Rif is wrong over here. I think that is basically the whole sugya. Again, in the pshat of the sugya, this is what we wanted to bring out. Gentlemen, any questions, comments, observations, jokes? Okay, chevra, minchas like in 10 minutes. And we should have a good day. Mir Hashem. Tomorrow, I want everyone to learn the next sugya to get to the two dat. I already gave out some makoros on that next sugya within the Rambam. The Tosfos is going to be a really big issue in terms of just defining terms. The relationship between Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa and Davar Shein LeMiskaven is really what this next sugya is about. It is also not simple, but we're going to try to conquer it, right? And continue our study of Judaism so that we are better Jews. That's how we study Judaism, and we fear the Ribbono Shel Olam more, and we know more about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's basically what we're trying to do. That's why we call it Judaism. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.